KSBR-FM HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
Excuse me, but can I be you for a while? My dog won't bite if you sit real still. I got the Antichrist in the kitchen yelling at me again. Yeah, I can hear. Been saved again by the garbage truck. I got something to say, you know, but nothing comes. Yes, I know what you think of me. You never shut up. Yeah, I can hear that. But what if I jeans of hers with her name still on it, but I don't care, cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice and it's been here, silent all these years. So you found really deep thoughts. What's so amazing about really deep thoughts? Boy, you best pray that I bleed real soon. How's that thought for you? My screen got lost in a paper cup. Think there's a heaven where some screams have gone. I got 25 bucks and a cracker. Do you think it's enough to get us there? Cause what if I jeans of his with her name still on it, but I don't care, cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice and it's been here, silent all these years go by. Will I still be waiting for somebody else to understand? Years go by if I'm stripped of my beauty. Let's hear what you think of me now, but baby, don't look up. The sky is falling, your mother shows up in a nasty dress, and it's your turn now to stand where I stand. Everybody looking at you, you take hold of my hand. Yeah, I can hear them, but what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of yours with her knees still on it, but I don't care, cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice, I hear my voice, I hear my voice, and it's been silent all these, silent.
There's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard. Mosaic ceilings, painted tiles on the wall. I can't help but feel somewhere like my body, mind, my soul. Handmade beauty sealed up by two man-made walls. And I'm like, when's it gonna be my turn? When's it gonna be my turn? Open me up, tell me you like it. Love me to death, love me until I love myself. There's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard. There's a tunnel under Ocean. There's a girl who sings Hotel California. Not because she loves the notes or sounds or sound like Florida. It's because she's in a world preserved. Only a few have found the door. It's like Amarillo, only silver mirrors running down the core. Gonna be my turn. Open me up, tell me you like me. Love me to death, love me until I love myself. There's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard. Don't forget me. There's a tunnel under Ocean. Something about the way he says don't forget me makes me feel like I just wish I had a friend like him, someone to give me fire.
shelf. Play some tennis, swim in the pool, stroll the garden, shady and cool. You won't care that the devils won't mind, that the devils won't know that the devils are near. Somewhere below the Grand Hotel, there is a tunnel that leads straight to hell. But no one comes up for the souls anymore. They come for some comfort and for the dance floor. And hiding sharp horns under fedoras, do not disturb signs instead of a chorus. They toss and turn till the dawn comes, on soft sheets till the dawn comes. No one sleeps at the Grand Hotel.
Wishing Regina Spektor a very happy birthday on Saturday, February 18th, and Grand Hotel from her 2016 album, Remember Us to Life. Check out our conversation in the archives at sheroseradio.com/episodes. And it was Lana Del Rey with the title track to her upcoming new album, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? And that's coming out on March 24th. With that, I welcome you to She Rose Radio, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you as always, as together we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. And stay with us for this week's featured interview with Black Belt Eagle Scout to celebrate her new album, The Land, The Water, The Sky. Now, a couple more Shiro birthdays to celebrate, born on the same day, though 44 years apart. On February 21st, we wish a very happy birthday to Rhiannon Giddens, covering her Shiro and birthday twin, Nina Simone.
Those who may reach for the stars, others will end behind bars. What the future has in store, no one ever knows before. Though time may help you forget all that has happened before, it's too late to regret what is gone will be no more. Tomorrow is my turn. No more doubts, no more fears. Tomorrow is my turn. My luck is returning. All these years I've been learning to see fingers from burning. Tomorrow is my turn. No more doubts, no more fears. Tomorrow is my turn to receive without giving, to make life worth the living. For it's my life I'm living, and my only concern, tomorrow is my turn. When summer is gone, there's another to come. You can't stop his drifting by, even if you want to try. Though time may help you forget all that is happening,
what is gone will be no more. Tomorrow is my turn. No more doubts, no more fears. Tomorrow is my turn. When my luck is returning, all these years I've been learning to save fingers from burning. Tomorrow is my turn. No more doubts, no more fears. Tomorrow is my turn to receive without giving, to make life worth the living. For it's my life I'm living. Tomorrow is my turn. No more doubts, no more fears. My turn to receive without giving, to make life worth the living. For it's my life I'm living, and my only concern. For thing.
Nina Simone and Four Women on She Rose Radio. She would have been 90 this year on February 21st. And we wish Rhiannon Giddens a very happy birthday on that same day. We heard her version of Nina's Tomorrow Is My Turn. I'm Carmel Holt. Next up, it's our featured interview with Black Belt Eagle Scout. Stay with me.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
88.5 The SoCal Sound is a nonprofit public radio station. Becoming a sponsor or underwriter highlights your support and offers benefits including increased community validation, enhanced brand reputation, and positive ROI for your business. Click Become a Sponsor at thesocalsound.org.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound is giving away tickets to see Dave Matthews Band returning to Five Point Amphitheater for two nights on August 25th and 26th. Current members of the SoCal Sound can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Dave Matthews Band at Five Point Amphitheater, August 25th and 26th.
You were meant to.
Support comes from WorldCommunityExchange.com, an ethical fair trade makers marketplace, offering an alternative online shopping experience. WorldCommunityExchange.com is not a club, it's a movement. More information at WorldCommunityExchange.com. Together, we can make the world a better place.
Love comes in many forms. We love it when you donate any vehicle, small or large, running or not. Your donation supports the programs you love in a big way. We take care of everything, and it's all free to you, and your gift may be tax deductible. The pickup is free, and it's super easy to get started. Call 877-527-6123 or donate online at thesocalsound.org. Thanks to Travis Hagel, Catherine Durbin, Ross Anderson, Benjamin Wood, and Tom Alphon for your recent vehicle donations.
It's the sound.
Sounds like Orange County, Los Angeles, Ventura County, San Diego. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. Defining what home is, where we want to call home, and for many, returning home has been a central theme the past couple of years. But when returning home also means returning to ancestral lands, takes on a whole new level of spiritual meaning and depth. Catherine Paul, a.k.a. KP, who records as Black Belt Eagle Scout, grew up in the Swinomish Indigenous community on the Puget Sound in what is now Northern Washington State. Inspired by grunge and riot girl music that she discovered in middle school, KP moved to Portland, Oregon when she was just 17. She cut her teeth playing in several bands, working as a talent buyer at a music venue, working with Girls Rock Camp, and launched her own career as Black Belt Eagle Scout, releasing her debut Mother of My Children in 2017 and At the Party with My Brown Friends in 2019. After over a decade of living in Portland, KP returned home to Swinomish in 2020. The songs that ended up becoming her brand new album, The Land, The Water, The Sky, documents that journey, and we celebrate its release as she joins us as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. KP, welcome to Shiro's. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's get caught up. What led up to making The Land, The Water, The Sky?
Well, in the pandemic, I was just like playing, but then not realizing that I was going to use it for a record until probably like 2 weeks before I went into the studio to record it, and was realizing, oh, wait, maybe we should make a record. I was working with my friend Takiya, who helped produce the record. And then I had to dig back into the vault of voice memos and recordings that I had. And then I was like, actually, you know what? I was working on stuff. It's been interesting. I was lucky enough to find a day job. There's this organization called Potlatch Fund. They're really incredible, and I work remote for them. And so I sort of shifted my life a little bit and moved back home with my family, started hanging out more with my parents, taking care of them, going on hikes. And yeah, I recorded this album.
For our listeners that haven't heard about your background, can you help illustrate for us like where you grew up, how long it had been since you've been back home, and why is it especially significant?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So I'm from the Swinomish Indian Tribal Community. It's a really small community in Northwest Washington State in Coast Salish Territory. And I was born and raised within that community. And after I graduated high school, I moved to Portland. And Portland was the place where I played in a lot of bands. I got some experience working at a music venue, and I started Black Belt Eagle Scout. And the reason why I moved home during the pandemic was my parents were having these health issues, and I just felt like I really needed to take care of them. And also, where I'm from is really beautiful. And when we were living in Portland, it felt like a little limiting. And so in 2019, I got married, and my partner has two kids.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm a stepmom. And so I was like, hey, y'all, do you want to move to where I grew up? It's really beautiful, and we can do all these cool things, kayaking, hiking. We'll be around my community. And so we made the move in July of 2020. And I think, you know, to answer more of your question, where I'm from, our youth, like, we're encouraged to go out and to get an education, to get some life experience. But then we're also encouraged to come back home after we get that experience and to help contribute to our community. And so that was the arc that I've always been on, is like, I knew eventually I would return home because that's where I belong too. Like, I feel very at peace and loved in my homeland. So I have that connection there, like just where my ancestors have always been from. And so I'm not going to leave except to go on tour, I think.
Once you moved back home, I imagine that must have been very emotional.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My community, we're known for like doing a lot of events, but during the pandemic, we weren't doing any events. And so at times it was kind of lonely. Like, I would see people not be able to like hug people. And so instead of actually like immersing myself within the community of people that were there, I went to the land. I went to the water. And that was really, I think, what grounded me and made me feel at home again. It's so funny. Sometimes I'm like, I don't have any friends. It's because it's been hard to like interact with people when you can't come together.
Yeah.
And we've been coming together more so recently, but for like 2 years, it's like we couldn't see one another because we wanted to take care of our community. And yeah, it was quite lonely at times. But within that loneliness, I just leaned into that connection that I have with the environment here and leaned into like, you know, if I can't necessarily spend time with people, I'm going to spend time in the forest. I'm going to spend time with my like ancestors in my community that are in that realm. And so having those elements around me and realizing that I need to have this connection to my homelands, it's important for my mental health, it's important for me to keep going. That's what I leaned into with the songwriting of the album.
Let's go to a song here. What do you think makes sense for us to start with today?
On the River. I mean, I wrote that song when I was in Portland, but I was dreaming about moving back home. It was sort of like a manifest of me trying to move back to this river. One of the rivers in the area where I'm from is called the Skagit River, and it's important to our ways of life with fishing and with being on the water. And I just was trying to just imagine what that felt like to be on the river.
On the River, it happens about midway through the new Black Belt Eagle Scout album, The Land, the Water, the Sky. KP is our guest today on She Rose Radio. I'm Carmel Holt. You know, when I get ready to talk to artists, the record label or your publicist or whatever will send out a one sheet on the artist. And pretty much everything that I saw last time we talked, started out with the phrase, and you even had a t-shirt, Radical Indigenous Queer Feminist.
Oh, cool. Which, yeah.
Which immediately I was like, yes, yes to all of those things. And I noticed that this time that moniker wasn't there. And I was curious about your journey through being a radical Indigenous queer feminist, whether you still identify that way and what that has meant for you as an artist.
Yeah, I still do. And I feel like I always will. You know, I heard that phrase from my friend Demian Dinayaje. They made a t-shirt of it. And it was this way of like bringing together people who, you know, want to stand up and speak for Indigenous rights and feminist ideologies. And that really spoke to me. I was like, yes, this is the focus of this band that I'm trying to bring into the world. But obviously, a lot has happened since I first started playing music. Like, there's been so many shifts in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think my shift into trying to explore more of what that means to me and not being so like upfront about it is getting back into what grounds me, what makes me who I am, and what helps shape me and gives me power to move forward. And so I guess, yeah, within the PR, it's not used just because I think that it's evident that it's still there, but it's there because I am empowered to continue this life with these relationships that I have in the world. The land, the water, the sky, all of those things are a part of that identity. It's just a different element and a different way of bringing it out.
Because you had identified in this very, like you're saying, kind of upfront way in the past, do you still feel, first of all, that you would identify yourself as a feminist? And part B to that is, what are your thoughts about representation and tokenization?
Yeah, you ask potentially hard questions. Where I'm like, this is going to take me a minute to answer and probably a couple essays and maybe reading some books and whatnot. So I'm going to try my best to answer your question. I guess I do sort of have an answer because when you were sharing that question, a thought came to me and I was like, it's okay if people don't want to identify as that. I think that's what I've learned a lot in the past 2 years is to respect people. I think things aren't so like black and white for me. We can sit and hold various facets of our identities at the same time and like move within those identities and evolve and change. And that's okay. You know, I've been thinking a lot about life lately in that I'm like probably almost halfway towards the end of my life. I'm maybe going to go a little dark here, but within my community, people tend to maybe not live past 80. And so I think about that for myself and I'm like, what do I want in my life? You know, I'm 33. What do I want in my life? How am I going to create a life that is meaningful for me and that is honorable and respectable? And one of those things I've been thinking about is taking into consideration others' beliefs and trying to be more understanding and to try and understand it, even if I disagree, sit with that and try and evolve and like hold it for a minute rather than be like, no, you know. So that's something I think that has changed for me in the past couple of years. And probably it was from the pandemic, honestly. It probably came from this big thing that happened to our society and to our world. But in terms of representation, I have a song that's on my album. It's about that. It's called Nobody. And I wrote it because I was thinking about how representation is viewed within our society and how I view representation too, especially being an Indigenous person. Like, a really cool show popped up called Reservation Dogs. And that's an incredible show, but it popped up just more recently. And I feel like, you know, I'm seeing a lot of Indigenous creators, Indigenous, you know, artists, actors, musicians be given opportunities to share more about themselves and like lead that way. And so it's really cool to see that. And I, you know, reflect back on how did I get to where I am? When I was growing up, I didn't have Reservation Dogs on the television. I had other people in my community. You know, I had people who would step up and help with gatherings, you know, people who would step up and speak about things, who would show these beautiful, caring sentiments towards our people. I had those forms of representation. And so, like, I think those can exist along the same lines. They can exist at the same time within your community.
Oh,
That's Nobody, Black Belt Eagle Scout, our guest on She Rose Radio. The new album is The Land, The Water, The Sky. KP, you were talking about when you were coming up in representation. Now that you're this far along in your career, have you had the experience yet of young Indigenous women in particular, but anybody being inspired by you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I like to just try and be friends with people who like my music rather than like have that weird like fan situation. But in the music video for Nobody, there's a young girl named Layla, and I'm friends with Layla's aunt and Layla's mom, and they would come out to my shows and they would bring their kids and Layla would be there and just be jamming out to like Soft Stud. And that was one of the reasons why I asked her to be in the music video, because I was like, I want to inspire people, but more so I want to be there for people. So I always try and connect with people whenever they share that they like my music, because it makes me feel like what I'm doing is good in the world and it brings me a lot of joy. It does. It brings me a lot of joy and happiness.
I wonder whether some of that connects or has roots in your work with Girls Rock, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I used to teach drums at Girls Rock Camp, and I would watch these young girls like not know how to play the drums and then get through a week of drum lessons, you know, get frustrated, but then realize that they could do it. And then like afterwards, when we had the showcase, just rock out and have the best time. And I remember watching the songs that they did and seeing my drum students and just crying, because I was just like, this is incredible. Just like the potential that people have and that creativity that they can move forward and blossom out into the world.
I'd love to talk more about the album and your journey with it. When you said that you had that moment where you're like, oh, I guess I did actually make a body of work that's an album. What clicked in there for you?
I think what clicked the most was that I cared about all of the songs and I wanted to put time and effort into every single song, not just be like, okay, like here's some filler songs. And then I definitely know these are the singles, but I wanted to carefully wrap my arms around all of the songs. And I think that that is how the songs come in with the through line, is that I gave equal amounts of energy into each song. And I've never done that before. I've always sort of like had some songs and then maybe it was just my intentions weren't as focused or something. I don't know. The other thing is I had a lot of support in creating the album. My producer, Takiya Reed, she is just so incredible and uplifting of my vision for the band and what I want to do. And so having somebody be there where I would come to her with an idea and say, hey, I kind of want to try this, I'm not sure, and just be met with so much positivity and just so much action of trying to do it. That is an incredible thing to help lift up the songs more. And obviously the songs are about healing, they're about connection to homelands, they're about love, they're about continuing to move forward. But there had to be that intention behind it and that good feeling surrounding every single song.
Do you have a song on the album that feels especially meaningful to you?
I've been thinking a lot about Spaces. Spaces has the most people playing on it. My parents are in the chorus. My friend Grace plays bass and she sings in it. I have a string trio. I do the guitar and the drums on it. And I can remember playing the guitar line in my bedroom in Portland, and then it was finished in the recording studio. And it was that time during lockdown when everybody just could not leave. And I just was like, I miss playing. I miss this. And I was really just thinking how much I love playing music for people and how much it is meaningful to me that people support and they listen to my music. And so I had that intention going into the song. And then, you know, having my parents sing on it, like my dad adds a really beautiful element. And it kind of goes into like, I guess this like spiritual place too, when he comes in, because I sang the melody. I was like, the melody's, ah, ah, And then he like brought this other essence to it because he sings Coast Salish songs. He's a powwow singer, a big drum singer. My mom is on there too, just like lending her beautiful natural voice on it. But it brings in this moment, I think, of having the two people that I come from and having that show up and support me. And also the song is kind of like a healing and thank you song to people who support me. So it's just a lot of supporting going on.
Spaces from the new Black Belt Eagle Scout album, The Land, The Water, The Sky. KP is here with us on She Rose Radio. I'm Carmel Holt. That is definitely one of my favorite songs on the album. Speaking of your mom, this is not the first time that she has been part of one of your albums on At the Party with My Brown Friends. Yeah. You're Me and I'm You.
Yeah.
That was for your mom, right?
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
was talking about having said in the lines.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has an amazing story, too.
Yeah, yeah, she does. My mom is so incredible and inspirational to me. Just, you know, the fact that she hasn't given up in her life and just keeps going for her family and for her people. She was taken away from her family and put in an orphanage, and she was adopted out to a non-Native family. And she had an older sister that was adopted out too. She had a younger brother, but her older sister was adopted to another family. And then her and her younger brother were adopted to a different family. And so she grew up trying to, you know, sort of figure out who she was and try and reconnect to her culture. And she's done so much. She's an attorney and she's a really incredible cook. And like, she's done all these really incredible things in her life. And she was able to reconnect with her older sister later in life. And now they're just like the closest two peas in a pod. She has given me a lot in my life in terms of seeing the world. She used to do these anthropology lectures at these conferences around the world, and she'd take me. So I was like a little girl flying out to Guatemala or like flying out to Brazil or like Austria and like all these places because she wanted me to have that worldview of life. And Sedna, that song and that mention of Sedna lines from the other song, You're Me and I'm You, come from trying to reconnect to our culture, going to different conferences. There's a conference called AFN that happens in Alaska. That's where we learned about Sedna and how important Sedna's story is to our people and to having resources and food and honoring that, which is, you know, why people have markings on their fingers. It's an interesting story. There's different variations. And I'm going to tell it in a way that maybe someone will be like, that's not the right way. But anyway, Sedna is given up, or also she wants to go with this man person. He's also maybe this bird too, as a trade to like help her people essentially. And then she decides that she doesn't want to, and she tries to escape. And then her father comes to rescue her in one version of the story, and he's got her on his boat. And then the big bird, or the person who she was like supposed to be promised to, comes after them. And this is the part of the story where I just was like, what? She's clinging on to the boat and her father chops her fingers off to save himself and get away. And then she falls into the water and her fingers become all of the sea creatures and all the things that our people eat. And then their natural resources. And so she's essentially like sacrificed to be able to give life to our people. And so it's really kind of intense story. But it's like, you know, one of those things where it's important for us to be able to live. And so she made this sacrifice for us. I feel like sometimes when I share things like that, I would much rather invite like an elder to come in and right. share so that I can still learn because I'm still young yet. And I sometimes feel like I shouldn't be speaking on certain things because I'm still learning. So I wrote a song about it.
Black Belt Eagle Scout on Shiro's Radio this week. The new album, The Land, The Water, The Sky, and that's track two called Sedna. Keifei, it's been awesome to have you here on the show. Maybe we could part ways with one other song. Your choice.
Let's do Salmon Stinta. I wrote Salmon Stinta about a painting called Swinomish Stinta. Stinta is a Klamath word that means love, and Swinomish is where I'm from. And so it's Swinomish love. And my partner created the painting. And so I wrote the song in response to what I saw in the painting, which was gray and white salmon swimming upstream, this yellow underneath the stream. And within the song, there's this darker moment of feeling frustrated, feeling challenged. And I wrote this during one of those times, and perhaps I was screaming into the distant sea. I also asked my friend Phil to sing on the song. I was like, hey, I was hearing your voice on this song. Can I send it to you? Here's what I want you to sing. Here's the melody. And so he recorded it at his house and sent it back to us. And then we like weaved in my vocals into it. And it was really great. It was really beautiful to be able to have him sing on it. It was also featured in Reservation Dogs too. So it was awesome to have it on that show.
Black Belt Eagle Scout, thank you again for being with us on Shiro's. Congratulations on The Land, The Water, The Sky.
Thank you.
Many thanks once again to KP for joining us. The new Black Belt Eagle Scout album, The Land, The Water, The Sky, is available now on Saddle Creek Records. Next, we close the hour with a guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Jet of 88.5 The SoCal Sound, when Shiro's Radio continues.
Why, hello there, my pretties. It is Julie Slater, your midday host. Hear me Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Each week, we dig deep into an album, our 88.5 album dive, hear a new track off that album in the noon hour, and every Friday, Jason Friday joins me for Friday on a Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. It's all right here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
It's Shiro's Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt wishing Little Sims a very happy birthday Thursday, the 23rd.
Sim Simmer, who got the keys to my Mimmer? Big time driller, monkey to gorilla. Who is this woman that I'm seeing in the mirror? Drink 42 and smoke cigar. Name one time where I didn't deliver. Silent figure, I was just on the ends, dropping gems with my friends. I got a 3310 and a pack of blems. Then got the gold, full black, circle back again. Rapping when nothing progressive was happening. Ooh, pain tolerance couldn't break us. Pay homage if you respect how we came up. Cool, cool. trying to get to the PayPal, hitting from Jamaica, might do me a favor, true. Big simmer, dipping 10 toes in that ice cold river, bank got bigger, been a different species, tunes in a locker, been waiting to unleash these, it's a no show if you can't guarantee fees, I ain't got one threat to consider, heaven and earth attached to one pillar, rest in peace to Mac Miller, new Sims drop to shake the whole thing up, what's next, we'll be here for months talking about prospects, staying on my job, yes sir, when rain is against her, I'm river resistant, on my polyester, run through the jungle, they should have never let her, cuts and wounds, I hope never will fester, yeah, big art collector, silent investor, film director, beating on my chest, going eight, putting in a grave shift, ain't like what you make it, yeah, it is. Through the jungle in an all black fitted hat low, incognito living, introvert but she ain't timid, my art will be timeless, I don't do limits, no. Be very specific when you talk on who the best is, how can I address this, basically the rest is, almost like to me what a stain to a vest is, you ain't dropped nothing in my eyes I'm impressed with, please don't be offended, but I'm not in the business of pretending, I've got lines if you wanna get renting, I'll find the agony on and get venting, stop flooding my mentions with nonsense, talking on Sims like she's someone you went school with, awkward, from day been the cool kid, rap's last hope and faith I'm restoring, don't ask my opinion on nothing, cause to make you feel good about yourself is exhausting, I've got bangers out in the world soaring, and I've got bangers in a vault I've been hoarding, yeah true I got tennis in the morning, before I start swinging that man's gonna need a warning, red light whenever I'm recording, red light on the forehead of the informant. See, I'm the only one on Gorilla. Sims is back here, yeah, just got Rilla. Yeah. No choice now but to fill us. I know the streets will love it like I brought my skin up. So simmer down, little homie, simmer. All that talk get you rubbed out quicker. I'm cut with a different scissor. From the same cloth as my dear ancestors. That's why this here keeps you the shivers. I'm that cold. Higher. Going higher. Higher. Going higher. Yeah, we are. Higher. Say what? Say he never called another woman me or more, so I open up the way and now he adore. Did it on a wave, I don't play, get you seasick. Charged up, fully bought up, I'm unleashed in.
Mercury Prize and Brit Award winning artist Little Sims from her latest album, No Thank You. That was Gorilla and celebrating her birthday coming up on February 23rd. It's She Rose Radio and I'm Carmel Holt. Each week we wrap up the hour by turning the mic and the music over to a fellow radio She Hero. And this week, it's Jet of 88.5 The SoCal Sound in Los Angeles.
The song I chose is called New Day off of Anarchist Gospel by Sunny War. And I love this track. I like the simplicity of it. It is Sunny War strumming on a guitar. You can hear light fiddle and stand-up bass in the background. It really strips it down so you're listening to the lyrics. And the meaning that I took away from this is even though friendship relationships and even romantic relationships, they can be toxic at times and even detrimental, but it's always good to have a good outlook on life. And I love the line where she says, because every day is a new day for love. And I think if we go into the world thinking that way, it can be a better place. This is New Day by Sunny War on She Rose Radio.
Will you hurt me again? You might. No one else knows what I like. Underneath, you're still a friend. Many lifetimes now you've been. Well, I must say I've had enough. minds can't change even when they do. Every day is a new day for love. Believing in magic can be tragic. I'm love's junkie, I'm love's addict. And you'd be too if you ever had it. I've got a real bad head. You stole the light right from my eyes and jarred it out like fireflies. Start the day of salutation and smile and work your way to tribulation and trial. Well, I may say I've had enough. My mind may change even when made up. Cause every day's a new day for love. Believing in magic can be tragic. Like I'm love's junkie, I'm love's addict. You need to if you ever had it. I've got a real bad head. Believing in magic can be tragic. I'm love's junkie, I'm love's addict. You need to if you ever had it. I've got a real bad head.
Many thanks to Jet from 88.5 The SoCal Sound in Los Angeles for that guest DJ pick of Sunny War and New Day. And thanks to you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. She Rose Radio is produced by me and is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. For more on She Rose Radio, please visit SheRoseRadio.com. You can support the show with Patreon and check out the She Rose shop. She Rose is also a podcast, so here are interviews on the TalkHouse Podcast Network. Work available wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Keep in touch. I'm at Carmel Holt on Instagram and Twitter, or find us at She Rose Radio. And until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
88.5 FM, KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.